everybody. Welcome back to the Seeds of Change podcast. I am your host, Mark A. Turnipseed, and I'm thrilled again to be here for a wonderful, wonderful topic that I just came up with while I was thinking about the idea of generosity, right? Generosity is something that we all love from other people. We all love from other people. And if you have learned how to be generous in your life, you probably have started to learn to love generosity as it flows out of you. Generosity, I've noticed, it is one of the greatest feelings ever. When you're able to give your time, your money, your being to somebody else to help them to feel better in this life, it actually ends up making you feel better than anything else that you could imagine, right? You can think about like, what's the greatest thing that you want? Maybe you're like super hungry right now and the greatest thing that you want is a pizza, right? Think about having that beautiful pizza there and being able to satisfy every single little desire for that pizza that you have right now. Now, just imagine that tenfold, right? Imagine being able to give that pizza to 100,000 children who are suffering with that same feeling of hunger. And when you do, when you get to experience that, when you get to see the relief off of their faces from this desire, from this need, from this starvation, when you get to see that release off of their face, and they get to access then a state of abundance and love that fills your heart with so much more nutrients than even having that pizza for yourself ever would have. And trust me, I know that it happens. I know that it happens again and again. And the reason is because most of my life has not been one marked by generosity. It's not been marked by generosity. In fact, I know now exactly why it hasn't been marked by generosity. It's always been hard for me to be extremely generous. I remember being at I was at a youth like care facility, right? Because I was a troubled youth, and I remember sitting around the table, and there were certain of us who would kind of guard our food or like always trying to get more and more and more. And they said that a lot of times that was because they grew up in a family where they had to fight for their food, right? And that even in a state then when you have plenty of food, plenty of abundant food in front of you, you don't have a need to grab this last bagel because your other brothers might get it or your mean uncle might get it. No, you don't have that because it's all right there, right? But if you grew up living in that state of, it's like heightened need. It's like heightened survival. That's the word. It's survival. It's a state of survival. In a state of survival, we cannot be very generous. It's very, very difficult to be generous. It may be pretty easy to be somewhat generous to somebody that you really, really love, right? But it's going to be much more difficult to be generous to the 100,000 starving kids or to, let me really rack your brain. It's going to be much harder if you're living in a state of survival and need to be generous to the earth. Right? We're just getting over Earth Day. And let's look at that. Let's look at that. How generous are you to the earth? Generosity. Do you give some of your time to the earth? Do you give some of your time in your day, in your routine to recycle, to pay attention to things that are going on? Do you pay attention to the how hard you press your gas pedal? Right? Are you actually being generous with yourself? Or do you press your gas pedal all the way down every single time that you start at the stoplight because you need to get to the next one fast enough, but you're burning so much fuel in that you're destroying the planet because of your survival mode? Because you're in survival mode to get to that next red light, you are now putting off so much more exhaust than the world really even needs. Screw this thing about all these electric cars, guys. Just press your gas pedals lighter. Like, seriously, Seriously, do the little itty bitty things in your life. Become more generous in the little itty bitty aspects of your life. And we can see a huge, like literally just 1% difference. 1% difference, we could see a huge transformation of this planet, right? If we just pull back a little bit and recognize that you don't have to be in a state of survival. No matter what your condition is in this life, you do not have to be in a state of survival. And I know this because the teachings come date all the way back in India from the very beginning of the world, right? Is that people go, you know, abundance is inside of your heart. It's inside of your heart. And when you have it, and when you recognize it, when you recognize that this abundance is inside of your heart, and it's connected with the huge stream of consciousness that is higher being, and that is propelling us forward into goodness, into love. When you recognize that, then all of a sudden, in that moment, you don't feel like you need to run around and chase after your needs and make it to that next red light, because you have all the time in the world. You have all the food in the world. You have all your needs met in this world, and they will be met, but they won't be met. They will not be, as long as you continue to try to fight for them in sacrifice of your generosity. Now, everybody knows this idea that, like, you give a dollar, you kind of make a dollar back, right? You're never gonna be given what you don't give yourself. So if you really wanna start tackling, you know, abundance, bringing things into your life, you know, manifestation stuff, then start concentrating on how to become more generous. Because that's the secret, and that's the magic right there. The magic really happens when we learn how to become more generous. And we only learn how to become more generous by being more mindful. We have to become more mindful about the situation that we're in. Because if I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about a pizza, right? And let's go back. I want to think about drugs. I want to think about drugs. I want to think about maybe you're in pain, or maybe you're an addict, right? Now, when you're in pain and you need a pain pill, right? You have a need for that pain pill. And when that pain starts to come back up and you're in the hospital bed, especially if you have the little drippy drip, if you're in the hospital bed and you get to press that little drippy drip, what? You don't have much in between you and pressing that button, right? But with that button, if that button doesn't work, then what ends up happening to you is you go into some sort of survival mode, right? And you start becoming anxious. You start becoming, how am I going to get my needs met? How am I going to get away from this pain? If you're an addict, it's no different, right? You think about the drug or the alcohol, and you got to relieve the pain. And then all of a sudden, as you think about that, you become, you turn yourself into survival mode. And you can't really give back to the planet, and you can't really give back to other people when you're in this state. When you're in this state of looking for your need to be met. When you're in the survival state, you're on high octane until you get it. And you're kind of willing to push and shove people out of the way until you get it. I've always been transfixed by this notion, right? Now, so Jesus Christ is definitely one of my role models, one of my greatest role models. You know, I love reading the Bible. I love finding out all about the way that he lived. And one of my favorite things that I came to recognize this year is that Jesus was the Messiah, right? He believed that he was the Messiah. He literally believed every single day that he woke up that he was going to save this entire world, but not the entire world like in the time that they were in, the entire world for all time. He believed that his task that he was headed to do was going to save the world for all time. Yet, when he's walking down the street and a homeless person comes up who needs his help, he stops and helps them. That is true generosity, right? That is true generosity. And that's how, because Jesus knows this inside of himself, he knows that he has abundant time. He knows that he has all the time in the world and that all the needs will come. That means that when he goes to fish and needs to bring out 10,000 fish for 10,000 people, he's able to bring out 10,000 fish for 10,000 people because he is generous, because he is connected with this higher level. He's connected with the divine beings. The divine beings have it all, right? And you are connected to them too. That's what Jesus says when he leaves this earth, is that I am no different than you. You have within me, you have within you, me, which means that you have the Christ inside of you, which means you have the divine connection inside of you to be just as generous as somebody like Jesus Christ or Mother Teresa or Gandhi. Like, you really do have that inside of you. You can be generous and you can be abundant. So that's the little seeds of change today that I'm talking about. Be abundant by being generous. Find a way to be generous today. Find a way to be generous to your planet. Find a way to be generous in your giving to charities. Find a way to be generous in giving to your time to your friends, in the time to answer the phone call when your mom calls. Be generous, y'all. Be generous. Giving of your time, giving of your life. I'm going to work on that, being more generous every single day so that I can also enjoy the fruits of this life, man. You can enjoy the fruits of this life if you get back, if you hold back and stop trying to fight for everything you think you need and just start giving. Start giving to this world, man. We all need you. We need you to be you, and we need you to give you to us so that we can all be a better world together. So I'm giving me to you guys through this Seeds of Change podcast. This is one of my ways of trying to be generous. If you're looking for ways to be generous with Seeds of Change podcast, by the way, we do have a wonderful way of doing that. Hop on to Patreon website, look up the Seeds of Change, Mark A. Turnipseed, and just start donating, because that would help a whole bunch. Y'all don't recognize it, but there's a lot going on here, and there's a lot going on in the editing and stuff, and it would really help. I may even be able, with the proper funding and stuff, I may be able to do these every single day as like a radio show, right? But I need some help. So if you are willing to donate, if you're willing to be generous, then come on down, help me out, Patreon website, or you can DM me on Instagram, Facebook. You can send me an email to Mark A. Turnipseed. Mark@markaturnipseed.com. And please head on over. You can check out my books and stuff over at markaturnipseed.com, and you can see all the different podcast episodes. All right, that's over and out for Seeds of Change today. I am excited for a day of generosity, prosperity, and abundance for you. Bless you all.